Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Frugal's Jason Beetug talking about his cross-country grassroots social experiment on financial wellness. You won't want to miss this one, so check it out. And before we get started with this initiative that you guys got going a little bit later this summer, tell me, I mean, we were talking about your background before we started taping the show. Can you just start out again? I mean, how long has Frugal been around and how did you get it started? This is really kind of a cool story.
Yeah, so we've been around since 2013. So relatively new to the scene, but we've done some amazing things in the last couple of years. But to give everyone some context, I did work in the credit union industry for 7 years. Mm-hmm. So I started as a teller and I was able to work my way up to a VP of marketing and business development.
Right on.
But I started my banking career here in Jersey, where I am today, but I became a senior executive at a credit union in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. So complete change, yeah, from the West Coast. It took me about 3,000 miles. So my focus in that credit union, we were able to grow our assets pretty much double within 3.5 years by incorporating financial education. Mm-hmm. And personal banking relationships. So that in itself was really awesome. I did that for about 3.5 years. I'm a millennial, and with millennials, we're purposefully driven.
Purpose-driven.
Yeah, purpose-driven. So I was like, okay, well, what is my purpose? And I love what I did at the credit union, and I love the people I worked with. But I was trying to figure out what my next step was. Was it going to fulfill the role as the successor CEO, or will I be joining another organization, another capacity? But mm-hmm. I did the total opposite. I decided to leave it all behind.
Wow.
I sold everything I owned. I sold my cars. I sold my clothes. And I went on a backpacking trip. So I went through 20 countries in 12 months in 2012.
Wow. Very cool. That's a radical sabbatical if ever I've heard one.
I love that. Radical sabbatical. I went through Southeast Asia, Central America, Western Europe. And what's really interesting is that as I traveled, I was going through these third world countries and people were telling me, wow, you're American. You're so lucky. The land of opportunity. Your streets are paved with gold. And these conversations really stuck with me, but I knew the reality back home mm-hmm. in America. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, whether you're making $200,000 a year or $50,000, I knew people that were struggling, and they're struggling to live their dream lifestyle. So on my sixth country, I was in this place called Myanmar. I've never heard of it, so I was really bad at the geography. But I was able to go in, one of the first few Americans to enter the country in 2012. And I was sitting on top of this 8th century temple, staring out at 5,000 temples across the horizon. And I was like, wow, I'm living my dreams. I was seeing things that I've never dreamt of seeing. Mm-hmm. But I asked myself, where was everyone else? And so that was that moment of epiphany, the aha, and that I knew when I returned back home, I wanted to help my generation achieve their dream lifestyle.
Nice.
And just with my experience, it really relates to access to financial resources, access to financial knowledge, because the lack of access to financial information and the resources mm-hmm. is what prevents us from making the right financial decisions
right.
that ultimately prevents us from living that dream lifestyle.
Right.
So armed with that and this newfound passion, I jumped into the entrepreneurial tech scene when I got back in 2013.
Good for you. And then Frugal was born.
And Frugal was born. Yeah.
Well so, done. And so what is Frugal's, what's the basis? I mean, what's the foundation? What's your purpose with Frugal?
Yeah, so Frugal is billed as the best and simplest way to learn about money.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this through bite-sized information and we share it extensively on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So on Twitter, Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram. So we're very active socially. And especially with my generation of millennials, we've grown up where information is pushed onto us. So we do a bit of research, but really, if you don't push information through our feeds, we may not ever know
you're not
about
bite.
It's the amount of information. So we tend to want the speed and the communication channel go through social, and then gives us the opportunity to dive deeper later on.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've worked to amass the largest knowledge base of its kind. So currently, Frugal houses 12,000 questions and answers on personal finance topics.
Whoa!
Yeah, one of the largest, and we've done this through crowdsourcing. We've mm-hmm. done this through through people sharing their questions and getting answers from experts, financial institutions, all that sort. And we're able to curate. So when that's one of the big things is that we curate the answers to make sure that it is legitimate, it is reliable, mm-hmm. and relevant to our demographic. And my vision is to democratize financial knowledge and help a generation to make better financial decisions so we can all live our dream lifestyle.
Yeah, and obviously this is totally targeted to the millennial generation. And how do you get the word out to these folks? Are you going around to college campuses or how do folks find out about you?
Through social. Okay. We've grown. Yeah. We have a majority of our growth has gone through social channels. And so what's really interesting is that although we create a ton of content through our blog platform and our reviews, we actually 40% of our traffic is driven only through Google. 60% is on social and referral. So quite the opposite. So and I get excited because we're not dependent on search engine optimization tactics.
Good for you.
Yeah, so it's we're excited about that, and we do. I've done a lot of work with college campuses as well as community organizations. Mm-hmm. I truly believe in this grassroots effort mm-hmm. To get the word out, to get the brand mm-hmm. out. And I'm excited that we haven't spent any money on any marketing ads.
Yeah, now.
So it's been like through word of mouth and referrals and partnerships that allowed us to grow. We average about 60,000 unique visitors onto our site on a monthly basis.
That's amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And that just goes to show you, and I think this is a good lesson for credit union marketers out there as well, that social media works, especially for this generation that really rely. I mean, Snapchat, I got a 14-year-old daughter who's on Snapchat, Instagram constantly, and she could care less about Facebook and Twitter, but those are the two right now that are really tops in our teenage household. And so it's really cool to see that this really resonates quite well with that millennial generation, which is so important, as you know, as a former credit union executive. It's so important to the credit unions to kind of succeed into the next generation for the next millennium. So it's really cool. That's really good news to hear.
Yeah, and that's a perfect segue to talk about the road to financial wellness.
Exactly, sir. Exactly. This effort that you guys are talking about, this is what initially kind of caught my eye about Frugal is like, I'm looking at my other screen here. You have an initiative coming up next month, I believe, called Road to Financial Wellness. And tell us about what this is.
Yeah, so I wanted to do something pretty epic over the summer. And when we think about personal finance or money, it's not sexy, it's not fun, unless we're thinking about how much to spend of it. But majority of the time, like, our relationship with money is not a great relationship, so it adds stress. And I really wanted to incorporate a very fun and interesting way to get people to start talking about money. Mm-hmm. And that's how I envisioned the Road to Financial Wellness, which is a 10,000-mile road trip zigzagging across the country, 30 events, 30 locations in 30 days. We're starting on June 1st, ending June 30th, Portland, Maine, all the way to Los Angeles, California. We've partnered with non-for-profit organizations, communities, municipalities, mm-hmm. Colleges and universities, and what I always like to talk about, financial cooperatives, or as we know them as credit unions.
Yes, indeed. So we're
doing some really awesome stuff. And what the road is, it's a local grassroots and social media event. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to have local money conversations in 30 different locations in an effort to turn that into a national conversation on financial well-being.
Nice.
And when I think about financial well-being, it really, what that means, it's taking the money conversation mm-hmm. and lifestyles, because ultimately what we're talking about is that we work hard to earn money in order to afford the things that we want. But a lot of the times is that we spend our cash on things we don't necessarily even like, where we're programmed or marketed to make those purchases.
Right.
And so we want to break that and say, okay, well, let's have this conversation on lifestyles. Let's have this conversation on how money can impact that.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, part of that conversation will be about the resources and tools that are available. And with my generation, I've done a number of focus groups with millennials all around the country, and they would tell me, well, I'll ask a question, since I am very biased when it comes to credit unions. I'll ask, well, what are your thoughts on credit unions? And they might say, recently one said, a group said, well, there's irrelevant. And I asked, well, why is it irrelevant? And their question, well, they didn't know much about credit unions, period.
Yeah.
And so there was all this effort within our industry to educate the millennials or any generation mm-hmm. about this movement, about the system.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't really permeated that far. And I thought, what a better way than to incorporate the credit union ecosystem, the credit union movement, into this millennial road trip. So mm-hmm. So this is a millennial road trip on financial well-being and having these conversations. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to incorporate credit unions into this conversation. And in addition, we're working with fintech companies, financial educations, government agencies. And I think, and I could be wrong, you can correct me on this, this might be the first attempt of a organization to include credit unions in a national event that hasn't grown within the credit union ecosystem itself. It's something
right.
outside, but now I'm incorporating, because I want people to know that credit unions can be innovative, mm-hmm. and there are many very innovative, awesome credit unions that are focused on financial education, financial empowerment, that are doing social media amazing and yeah. reaching to this demographic, as well as have awesome products and services that resonate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, kind of a segue, there's these talks of these text-based apps that are coming out, and I talk to these millennials and I say, do you know credit unions have these text-based apps that you can get your account balances, you can transfer easily? And with millennials, I mean, text-based applications are resonating with us because it feels more personal. And with millennials, we are high tech and high touch.
Yeah.
And how I see credit unions, you know, credit unions are, we all know, we're very high touch, and some are working to be very high tech.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an opportunity for us to have this conversation and see what services and what things can resonate and really bring the 91 million or so millennials into the credit union system.
Oh, good for you.